catch it.
And you say that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed it.
And did you ever see a hog killed? Did you ever see?
Mm-mm.
What would you call the kind of fat, salted meat that you can boil with greens?
Dry salt meat.
Any other names for that? What about fat back or sow belly? Did you ever do that?
Yeah. I heard of both of them, but I don't use that. I say dry salt meat.
How would you hear people use them?
Well, if they're saying dry salt meat, they'd probably say they're going to boil so-and-so with fat back.
How does that sound to you?
It just sounds odd to me because I don't use it.
What would you call, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that section?
When you cut the side of a hog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a ham?
Okay. And the kind of meat you buy when you slice to cook with eggs?
The what?
The kind of meat that you buy that's already sliced.
Oh, to cook with eggs, bacon.
Okay. Do you ever hear people talk about a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
Mm-mm. Not really.
What about on a bacon, the edge that you cut off before you... Well, now, did you ever see bacon sold that wasn't already sliced?
Mm-mm. Not really.
What do you call the...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What?
Rind.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Do you ever eat that?
No.
The kind of meat that you buy in little links or in patties.
Sausage.
And a person who kills and sells meat.
Who kills and sells meat?
Is called a...
Oh, great. Kills and sells meat. I don't know.
What do you call the big knife that you have in the kitchen? A real big one?
Butcher knife.
Okay. And you call a person?
A butcher.
And if it's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say it's done what?
Spoiled.
What would you say about butter? Was kept too long.
Butter?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, say if you didn't refrigerate it, if you had it, you know, left outside, it would...
You talking about if it's not any good, or...
Mm-hmm. You say it's...
Spoiled, or...
Okay.
I never had any to ruin on me, I don't know.
And milk, when you let it, sit and get sort of thick, you call that?
Buttermilk.
Or before you churn it?
Oh, when you let it get kind of thick. Sour?
Do you ever hear curdled or clabber?
Yeah. Part of both of them.
What would you call it?
Well, if it gets kind of thick, I'd probably call it clabber.
Did?
Or curdled.
Did your parents ever make anything? Did you ever remember?
Yes, my grandmother used to churn. We used to watch her make butter. You know, she'd make butter and we used to watch her do that all the time. And I think that's the only thing that we really watched her make like that.
Did you ever see any kind of cheese made from the clabber?
No.
And the first thing you had to do after milking to get the impurities out, you have to...
After milking?
Uh-huh.
Put the impurities out?
Like you run it through a real fine cloth or something?
Yeah. What would you say? Strain it?
Okay. And